Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Ballard's here. The first time I met him was through his first book, What's the Rush? And it was the name of the book is James Ballard. But he says his friends call him Jim, and so he lets us call him Jim. Jim has been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 14 years. He's also the author of Mind Like Water and many, many more books that he's written or co-authored since we've known him. And we always like to turn to him when we want to make sure that we're getting along with the other folks as much as we can and getting some balance in our lives. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you. I think that you bring a lot of balance to your listeners.
Well, I appreciate that. I try. Hey, Jim, last time you were here, you tried really hard to improve my listening skills. I'm not sure how much success you had, but you tried really hard to help us understand what you call the power of listening. And I'd like for you to give the audience a little bit of a reminder about what that's all about, and then let's take this to the next level. What do you think?
Okay, sure. Maybe we can start by a definition of communication. I think a lot of times people think of communication as talking. You know, they think of the sending side of the interaction.
That's more fun, Jim.
That's more fun. Well, I know last time we were on here, you were talking about, you know, when God gave us two ears and one mouth, and
yep.
we should get, you know, a message from that. And so that's what I'm bringing up. The power half of communication is not talking when it's one-to-one. You know, I'm not talking about a great speech by somebody,
mm-hmm.
but I'm talking about sort of the day-to-day level of things. When you've had a good listener in your life, you've had a real ally. You've had somebody who made you feel good because you felt understood. So my definition of communication is mutual understanding. When we can achieve mutual understanding, then we've communicated. And that so often comes from the listening side of it, you know, the person who understands. And a lot of times the message that's coming is not really, really clear, but the listener, a powerful listener, can listen sort of underneath it and get what's going on with the person.
Mm-hmm.
So from day to day, people at work and in the homes have this kind of surface communication going, you know, just sort of how you doing and a topic to discuss and so on. And when you have a topic, you know, around the water cooler, used to be around the water cooler.
Right.
you have a lot of sending. You have people, one guy says something, one person says another thing about the topic. Nobody's really saying, so let me get this straight. You're saying this. You know, nobody plays it back. There's no need. But when you have a person who you sense maybe has something going on underneath, that's the power of listening that I want to talk about this morning. Like, what do you do?
So it's more than just what's coming in your ears, though. It sounds to me like, Jim, when I used to be a consultant to small businesses many years ago, I used to call that what you talked about earlier about the surface stuff. I call that ya-ya conversations.
Right.
You come down the hall going to something you're doing. I'm going down the other way. We have something to say to each other because we got something we need to work out together. And we say yeah, yeah, yeah to each other as we pass each other. And that's the extent of the conversation. And
right.
and this, some of these companies I worked with never had meetings. They never sat down with each other where they could talk back and forth more than just, you know, meeting each other in the hall. And if I could get them to do one of those a week, things got better. Just one a week, maybe a 30-minute meeting once a week.
Right.
Things got better because what they were able to do is they were able to do more than three-second messages from each other, and they were able to kind of see what was on the other person's face.
Yes, right. In other words, the thing that developed was powerful in comparison to the yaya.
Mm-hmm. That's
in
right.
other words, they were able to explore a little bit what was going on with each other.
Well, if for example, this particular week, somebody kind of got on my nerves, but going down the hall, I wouldn't notice that what I would see in the meeting, which is that they obviously aren't feeling well today.
Yeah.
Or there's something else on their mind.
Good.
Because this
right.
person, you know, I need to listen differently to this person this week. You see what I mean?
Yes. Take time to find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that we can talk about a model for that I call the ear model.
Mm-hmm.
It's got three steps to it, EAR. And what you've been talking about is exploring. That's the first step. And in other words, you're sort of saying, you know, what's your take on that?
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Right.
And when we ask about that, we're saying I'm willing to spend time listening to you.
Right.
I'm willing to find out your thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the E of
right.
that's the explore of the ear model.
Right.
And what that leads to a lot of times.
Can you go ahead and give me the other two, the E and the A there?
Yes. I was just going to say what that leads to when we ask those questions and we say, how do you feel, is acknowledge. That's the A.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call active listening. In other words, we have a chance to play back what the person is saying. And the R is respond. And so I want to take up each of these two later things with you, the A and the R.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's in the next segment. I want to do that, folks. We're gonna try to understand a little bit more how to become a better listener by the explore, acknowledge, and respond method that Jim's talking about. Just remember it is EAR. I like the acronym. And folks, if you're having issue, if your business isn't doing as well as you think it should. Maybe you're having too many ya-ya conversations and not enough where people are sitting down looking at each other and you can see the body language and you can understand what's different this week from last week. Maybe you need to slow down a little bit and think about that. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Jim Ballard after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.